Good evening and welcome. Traffic was pretty heavy on 75, I understand, so we're starting just a few minutes late in order to let people who were stuck in that traffic come in. The West Island Church of Christ welcomes you to a one-night debate on the subject, Is Water Baptism Necessary to Salvation? Participating in the debate will be Patrick Donahue and Steve Morrison. Patrick is a computer programmer from the Huntsville, Alabama area. He's a member of the Church of Christ there. And he is engaged in numerous debates, both of a public and written format. Steve Morrison is a chemical engineer, and he's a member of the Fellowship Dallas Bible Church and is the apologetic specialist for Meekness and Truth Ministries and director of research for Christian Answers of Texas. I believe that both of these men are well qualified to represent the opposing views on the subject that is under consideration tonight. The exact proposition of tonight's debate is the Bible teaches that a person must be baptized, immersed in water, as a believer to be saved, that is, to become a Christian. Patrick Donahue will affirm, and Steve Morrison will deny. Pat and Steve both agree that the Bible is without error, and they both agree that baptism is an immersion of a believer. And they both agree that the death of Christ is what earns our salvation. The question is baptism a necessary condition of receiving that salvation provided for by the blood of Christ? We would emphasize to you that this debate is a debate format, and what that means is that Pat and Steve will be doing all of the discussing tonight. And we would ask our audience to please recognize that fact and please refrain from any kind of vocal participation either in denial or in acceptance of those things. Both men are under a time limit in the speeches that they are giving, and this will allow them to use the full amount of their time, and it will add to the proper decorum for this debate. We would ask you, if you have not remembered to do so yet, to turn off your cell phones. The following will be the order of this service tonight. There will be four 20-minute speeches. Pat will present a 20-minute speech, and then Steve, and then Pat again, and then Steve again, and then we will have a break for 5 or 10 minutes, and then we will have two 20-minute speeches, one by Pat and one by Steve, and that will be followed up by each man having a 5-minute summary and conclusion. If you would, go with me to God in prayer, and then we will begin. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come before you at this time, thanking you for all the blessings that you have given to us, especially the blessing of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you for your word that presents him to us and that shows us the way to salvation. We thank you, Father, that you have loved us enough to want to spend eternity with us. We pray that our conduct may be as such that it will evidence the faith that we have in you, and that you will save us when this life is over. Father, we recognize that oftentimes there are differences and in the things that we believe, and we thank you that we have an opportunity at this time to discuss one of those differences. And we pray, Father, that you will be with us. We pray that not that one man will win over another man, but that the truth will prevail. And we thank you for these two who have come and the courage that they have to stand and to proclaim what they believe to be the truth on the subject of baptism. Bless our efforts to serve you, Father, to spread your gospel. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.